Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I think most of us by now have heard about Black Lives Matter, but you have an organization, Every Black Life Matters. What does your organization represent?
Here's what we saw last summer. We saw violence, we saw rage, hatred. We also saw that that was basically the response to the horror that people saw for 9 minutes and 40 or so seconds. And with that, we recognized that there were a lot of people that were acting out on emotions because it was a very emotional time, and realized that after people actually started to look at the organization, Black Lives Matter, that they would want a different alternative, a righteous and faithful alternative. So one of the things that we wanted to do specifically is to be in the exact same lane as BLM, but reframe all of the major arguments, arguments that actually do make a difference in black life. BLM is, of course, anti-family, anti-father, anti-American history, anti-American founding, anti-free markets, and we realize that those are the things that actually make black life worse and miserable. So we are pro-life from the womb to the tomb, from conception to the grave. We are pro-family, pro-nuclear family. We are advocates of fatherhood, fatherhood initiatives. We encourage free markets and capitalism as one of the main things that have made such a profound difference in poverty levels around the world, let alone in America. And we are for criminal justice reforms, additional reforms. Somebody has to stand up to the scourge of what Biden, as a senator, unleashed in 1994. So we have to right some of those wrongs when you consider that he broke up the families even more with his crime bill of 1994. We have to still fight against that. We had mostly black and brown fathers that were going to jail for $10 bag of weed, and they were doing 25 to life. So those same types of things we stand for, and we are non-violence. And the other thing, of course, is school choice, parental choice within our various educational platforms that would be inclusive of charter schools, parochial, and homeschool networks. We are big advocates for those things because they make a big difference.
One of the issues that you guys are tackling as well is the critical race theory, very controversial idea and philosophy here. What is your view? What is your take on the critical race theory?
I believe that we should always do things that work and things that bring us together. When I say us, I mean a unified America. What we learned from our founding through to 1964 is that segregation and perpetrating hate and racial animus and divisiveness between races is not a healthy roadmap for actually bringing people together and allowing them to work together in the spirit of unity. And Dr. Martin Luther King admonished and encouraged us that we should start to view people from the content of character and not the color of skin. Since that time, we learned that if we had various reforms, tort and legal reforms, that we could use those as guideposts to make sure that employers and places of business would indeed view people based on content of character. And if they didn't, there were consequences, legal consequences. What we're saying now is, no, we want to go back. We want to strictly be able to view people based on the color of their skin. A la, if they are white, we need to view them as racist. We need to view them as evil. We need to view them as irredeemable and cursed. And we also need to teach our children how to hate from kindergarten. These are things that are a scourge, that are antithetical to certainly any type of faith, and will only bring more divisiveness, hatred, distrust amongst us all as we attempt to try to unify around the things that matter, which would be family, faith, and those things that matter in American life.
As we've seen across this country, BLM has definitely gained a lot of notoriety. The major sports organizations have all taken the slogan on and have embraced this movement. So is it a lack of education why so many people seem to embrace it without necessarily knowing everything that comes with that?
Absolutely. I think over the months, we've seen their favorability ratings decline precipitously. And I think part of that reason is actually people did go to the website after they marched with them, of course, last summer. And then they started to really find out, well, wait a minute, this is a Marxist organization. They're anti-family, anti-father. They do witchcraft and incantation. This organization is really not sincere. And then when they recently started to see things like the founders enriching themselves, supposedly they're revolutionary Marxists, but they are fully participating in the capitalist interests by enriching themselves and buying mansions and all of this. This just doesn't match. So people are looking at this and saying, this organization, while they had over $10 billion supposedly in commitments over the next several years, they're squandering the money. There's no actual positive outcomes in any of these communities. They haven't really reached out to any of these families that have had their loved ones slaughtered in some of these riotous occasions. They certainly didn't help rebuild the black or brown businesses in those areas that they burned down. So what are they doing with the money? So a lot of it has been, yes, people are becoming more aware, and now they're backing up a bit. I think you'll find over the next season that a lot of these sports franchises will also back away from Black Lives Matter because they just haven't done anything. Yeah. And they certainly haven't helped black life.